All right. Well, yeah, that that makes it a little less appealing sounding, but I thought the trip to the Muskegon River this weekend and all the roads I had to go, I think it was like 3 or 4 miles, and I thought it was a little harsh on the truck, but 12 miles, I don't know, in an hour, I'd have to get up real early to get to the boat launch in time to go out with the guys in the morning. So I'll have to think about that, but it might be worth doing at the end, but we'll see. So we got WA4 MLD. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you mentioned one of my favorite places on the planet up there. My name is Ray, R-A-Y. I'm down here in Warren. But back in the day, my wife had some high school friends. We're going to start a restaurant and kind of a hotelish kind of place up there in Paradise. And I guess that hasn't come to fruition, but we've been out to the to Chris Point a number of times. The first time, there was no gravel road at all. You drove out through a two-tracker over the roots and the mud. And we came back there a year or two later, and they had just put in the gravel. And I had my small Class C camper, and all equipped with hand gear and all that. So we drove out there and stayed overnight at the lighthouse in our camper. My wife went up in the tower and was scraping paint and working on the balcony on the lighthouse. And I meanwhile stretched a vertical wire up to the top and made the first on-the-air contact from the Chris Point White House. And so we had a lot of fun on that trip. And, it's, you know, the building is very threatened. The waves were trying to come right in. They've been trying to keep it shored up and not have the whole thing fall into the lake there. So but there's a nice little, if you want a rustic campground, Lake Andrus out there on the road to Paradise is a great place to camp. Over.
You're connected to CMN Network.